Hello, this is Robert Byers, and this is the Diversity and Representation Podcast. Coming of age in the 21st century, it feels necessary to be supporting social movements for ridding of social injustices. These setbacks are usually faced by minorities, such as people with disabilities, people of colour, LGBTQ+, and religion. But thanks to living in a progressive society, I've been able to find groups and societies I can relate to and support, such as Stonewall, GLAAD, Black Lives Matter, and feminism. Today I'm going to be talking to an aspiring game designer and how growing up in the LGBTQ+ community has made diversity in media important. And later in the show, we'll have rapper MC Blantz, but more on that later. So Rose, going back in time, where did your love for video games begin?
It must have been, God, that when I was six and I first got to play the Wii. I remember my dad got Mario Galaxy for it. He said I would never be able to finish it. So I went behind his back and finished it in a week. And he's yet to be able to do that.
Galaxy is such a great game. Do you believe growing up you had a voice in media to relate to?
I wouldn't actually say I did, but I think definitely there was a bit of issues when it came to my identity anyway. And I think those sort of go hand in hand, because since there wasn't really anyone in the media, especially for trans people, you know, back early 2000s, there really wasn't that sort of voice. And so they sort of, I didn't have anyone I could relate to figure out who I was. And so I feel like there's almost that back and forth. So I wouldn't say there personally was.
Which games do you feel have minorities featured effectively?
I'm not sure if you've heard of a game called The Last of Us.
Yeah, the second one just came out.
One of the main characters called Ellie, she is lesbian. I feel like that was probably one of, if not the best representations in a game, because it doesn't make it the focal point of the character, but they make enough of an effort to show it and have it be integrated as part of who she is without pushing everything else to the side.
Do you think video game characters can help shape someone's personality?
You know, I've said this before, it certainly would have helped me to have someone to connect to, but I feel like on a much deeper level, especially for video games, they're one of the few forms of media where you actively decide on what happens and you have that connection to the character. I feel like regardless of like whether it's identity or like your thoughts, playing a character and being in that role gets you in a mindset, especially it did for me. In games like Skyrim, where you get to play as a female character, that really helped me sort of come to grips with the fact that I'm trans. And there was all these little stepping stones, and I think video games especially helped with that, because I was able to become that character and grow from that.
Last off, we have MC Blantz, Scotland's own rap star. What inspired your fascination with music?
I guess it was always around me. My dad played guitar. I also remember I used to watch like a lot of Star Wars when I was a kid. I used to like the music out of Star Wars. So like my dad, he burnt me a CD of Jewel of the Fates, which was from the Star Wars soundtrack.
Have you noticed a progression for the LGBTQ community in the hip-hop scene?
For sure, yeah. When you look at back in the 90s, you had like, I think it was the Source magazine. I might be wrong. It was a popular hip-hop magazine that basically had this column. And what he would do is he would share in his column different stuff that had been happening. But for years, he would constantly like say like, there's a gay rapper, and like, you know, teased outing the gay rapper basically. And like, when you look at how far we have come from that, that there are now like openly gay rappers, like of course Kevin Abstract, Frank Ocean, Lil Nas, you know.
Thank you everyone for listening to the Diversity and Representation Podcast.